Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Vietnam Innovators. I'm your host, Hal. Welcome to Da Nang. You might be noticing we're in a very different setting from our studio. We have an amazing, beautiful background. I wish this was our normal background. We're here at the Shilla Monogram. It's a hotel started by Shilla, a group based in Korea. It's the first ever property outside of Korea and first in Vietnam. Today, we're here with the general manager of the property, Kareem. Kareem, he's been here just for a few months, but has a long history here in Vietnam and around the world in hospitality. Welcome to the show,
Kareem. Thank you, Hao. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you here with us and for us to be here. Thank you for your team's hospitality. We just want to start off with maybe a quick introduction of who you are and what you're doing here in Vietnam. We'd love to hear about your background.
Certainly. I'm Kareem Mezian. I'm the general manager of the Shilla Monogram. Just arrived 2 months ago now. I'm back in Da Nang. I'm working now for 20 years in this industry. I've been working around the world, different countries as Australia, French Polynesia, Thailand, USA, Europe, Qatar, and I finally arrived in Da Nang 9 years ago. And I've been working as well in Phuoc, so that's why I'm back now in Da Nang after 5 years working in Phuoc.
You listed a lot of countries, but you look very young.
Yes.
How long have you been in the industry, Kareem?
I've been 20 years now.
Wow.
That's why I started really early. Okay. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So in school, I went straight to, as soon as I could,
okay.
I went straight to the hospitality school of Paris. And that's where I start with.
So a lot of young people these days, sorry, just a side question, because a lot of our audience are young people looking to be inspired by their work and get inspiration from people like you. Mm-hmm. How does one stay in the career and industry for so long? What keeps you every day motivated to learn more and be a better version of yourself in this industry?
I would say that every day is something different. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I love about the hospitality, you know. And obviously, you know, moving around was also good, you know, discovering the different culture, different countries, different way to work. But I would say even when you're in a hotel or in the hospitality industry, every day is something different. It's a different day. Your hotel feel different every day. Your associates are different every day in a way, you know. So it is an industry that's moving. It's something that's moving. So I like something moving. And I do believe when you have the thing inside, when you have the patient, you will stay with hospitality.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about this property. So Shilla, for those of you that don't know, it's a very new brand here in Vietnam, just opened 1 or 2 years ago, I believe.
Yes.
It's a brand that was started in Korea, is partly owned by Samsung Group, I believe, and they have a long history in Vietnam. They, in fact, represent a very large share of manufacturing and innovation in Vietnam in terms of what they produce. What does the Shilla brand represent? What would you say? As a newcomer as well, you've had to study the brand.
Sure.
I'm sure the last 2 months you still are studying the brand, living the brand.
Sure.
If you could share about that.
Yes, I would say, you know, a few days ago we were proud to have an event for South Korean National Day, and we had the presence of His Excellency, the General Consul of Korea, and the chairman of the province. It was good to hear again the tight relation between Vietnam and South Korea, and all the partnership that they have. And it's true that Shilla, for example, Samsung in a sense, you just remind the strong presence of Samsung in Vietnam. It's just continued strong partnership. Shilla is a well-known brand in South Korea with really two iconic hotels, which are the Shilla Seoul and the Shilla Jeju. And strong from those properties and the reputation, because they're very strong reputation, Shilla has decided to develop their hospitality company by creating a new brand, which is a Shilla Monogram. And they have chosen Vietnam and Da Nang to be the first property outside of South Korea and the first Shilla Monogram. So it was really important for them, and we're really happy and proud. Being here in Vietnam to have this brand is a touch, is a South Korean flair without being South Korean only. It's really an international brand. Our leitmotiv here is where the Shilla heritage meets the local flavor. So it's really a blend of the local flavor and the local touch with a small flair of the Shilla Hotel.
Thank you for sharing that, Kareem, and the Monogram brand's new here in Vietnam as well. And for those of you that don't know, even though it's the first and only outside of Korea, the expansion plan is huge. It's in San Jose, California, where there's rich heritage of innovation and connection to Korea. There will be properties in Guam, in China, the Philippines, Bali, Indonesia. I'm probably missing a few. And that really tells you about the ambition of the brand, where it wants to be, and where the Koreans' culture feels very close to. Maybe you can share just a tad bit about that expansion as well, and how you feel to be part of that.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they really aim to develop themselves. Mm. As you mentioned, a few properties are going to open. If you go on our website, you will see the development plan that they have. What is interesting is that they are not developing to develop, so they are really picky with who they work. So the property that they're really looking to open and with a partner, you know, with some owner, because they will all be under
management contracts.
They are really picking with who they are working with, and really for the good of the brand. So they're really aiming to expand, but you know, on a reasonable pace that will not affect the brand standard and the brand value. Being part of, you know, I just joined Chila and being part of a group where there is a big expansion with a small amount of hotels so far, I will say I'm very, very proud, very happy.
Okay.
And really looking forward to be part of this adventure with Chila.
Awesome. And if you're wondering, guys, it's the first and only in Vietnam right now, but they will be opening another one in Hanoi in a few years' time. So look out for that for those of you based here in Vietnam and looking to travel in Vietnam as well. Let's talk about Da Nang a little bit. There's a lot of new properties opening. It's one of the major destinations around the world, you can say, for leisure travel. And every time I come here, I see the airports are crowded. There's new construction happening all the time. I'm sure thousands of keys being opened every month, every year, I'm not really quite sure. How does Chila see itself in setting apart from the competition in the context of this really rapid growth?
I mean, Chila Monogram is one of the latest addition in the five-star luxury hotels and resort beachfront in Da Nang. So our product is new, definitely new. And obviously we stand out compared to the other. You know, we're offering the really contemporary lifestyle hotel, and the design itself, everything, all the hotel has been told from the beginning. Mm-hmm. The hotel has been told by Chila itself, developmental design team with Tan Con Group, really famous also in Vietnam, who really spend time and spend money to really reflect the idea of the design team to the hotel itself. The design, the artist that we are working with, Mr. Hanman Tang, he put his flair also to the hotel. So every single thing has been chosen really carefully. This one has been, is it really take the time to really think through all aspects of the hotel. Mm. And I would say that you can feel when you arrive in the hotel, when you stay there, when you experience the hotel, you can feel it. And that's what our guest is mentioning to us. So on this part, I would say it has been successful.
Okay, very good. I mean, there's all those little touches in a hotel that make the difference. And you know, as a side note, I saw Kareem at the breakfast hall yesterday morning on his day off, and he was gracious enough to say hi and take his time out of his day off. And I was here with a friend of mine who's a prominent restaurateur, and he mentioned one of the key details that he loves about this hotel. It's one of the few, or maybe the only hotel in Da Nang to have warmed, heated pools.
Yeah, definitely.
I've yet to experience that in Vietnam. So anyways, I'll try it out this afternoon, perhaps. All those little details add up. Let's talk about the local culture a little bit. Korean brand, obviously. And when I do walk in, I feel that style, that quality really come out. You mentioned you've worked with local artists as well, though. How involved were you in thinking about that local integration, aside from the artists, but perhaps the service, the people? Were there any other elements that were considered when opening the property?
Well, I would say the first thing actually is the associate. Mm. You know, in Vietnam, the warm, genuine welcome from Vietnamese hospitality. I would say that's the first thing. Mm. So you have already, we have one of the asset is already the associate. Mm. After, it's really about the touch, as you mentioned, is about the heart. Is about the food and beverage. You know, we're so really well known for our food and beverage. Here, you know, we offer the Vietnamese dishes. We have to make sure something that is very important for us is we're offering Vietnamese dishes. It have to be the typical Vietnamese recipe. Mm-hmm. If we have the pho, it should come from Hanoi.
Yeah.
We don't want to do the pho from Central. Mm. We don't want to do the pho for international guests. It has to be the one from Hanoi. Same for the bucha. Yeah. So we have to respect, you know, all those key elements. Yeah, I mean, the people, you know, the food and beverage. Obviously, the activity that we offer, you know, everything that we offer in terms of packages and things like that, we try to incorporate the cultural thing. So, you know, we bring people to the Marble Mountain, we bring people to the Cham Museum, you know, all this fine. We try to also bring those elements to our offers, because the people come here to discover actually Vietnam, Central Vietnam, for the international guests. When we do thing, we incorporate, we try to incorporate all those things as well.
You talk about the associates, you mean the people, the staff.
Yes.
You mentioned just offline before this that you have enough staff to run at 100% occupancy today.
Right.
You're projecting huge growth, which is wonderful. With that said, the industry in the last couple of years has taken a lot of steps back because of COVID primarily.
Right.
And how have you guys overcome that? Because you opened during COVID as well.
Yes.
What was it like managing that process? And how do you see, from your perspective, the industry responding to that?
So actually, you know, we have the, as you mentioned, we have the major crisis, which is the COVID pandemic. Didn't have any precedent, you know, it's been new for everybody. Obviously, our industry has been hit probably one of the most hit one. Now we overcome that. I mean, it's finished. But must be honest, the challenges and still remain was really the manpower to really find the people. It was already difficult actually before COVID, because the development, tourism development in Vietnam has been huge the last 15 years. And to answer the demand of the manpower was already a challenge.
Yep.
Then the pandemic arrived, and many people actually who have been through the industry has decided to leave the industry. And then when COVID was finished, they never came back. They went through different fields. So it was already a challenge, and then the pandemic added another challenge. That is why, like, it's really important to have your core of associate. You know, when we're running 100% occupancy, when it's a high season, which is, you know, high season in Da Nang, June, July, August, we need to have the people. And then we balance through the year. We hire people, they're all in full time through the entire year. We're spending time, we're spending money to develop them, which is very important as well. The ongoing training, you know, all these kind of things that we are doing. It's still a challenge to recruit. I would say I arrived in a hotel very lucky with the entire Manning was here, the entire managers were there. So I was pretty happy, but I know it's really complicated in the market to really find the right people and actually to fill all your positions. So we have to look after them. You know, the associate is probably the biggest asset that we have in the hotel. So
and the second most important asset is the customers.
And then the customers.
Let's talk about that too, because
right.
Here at Chilla, when I arrived, I noticed there was a very clear difference with other hotels, perhaps because the brand was so strong from Korea. Here, I don't know the exact number, but a large majority are Korean guests. We have Vietnamese guests, we have some overseas guests. Let's talk about the makeup. How do you guys attract the kind of guests that you do? I'd love to hear your comment on that.
Yes, actually, it's one of the things that we really put a lot of effort. You know, as we are really well known from South Korea, which obviously we have a majority of Korean guests.
Yep.
Now, because it's a brand, it's a new hotel, we need to be known now through the other market. We can see an increase in different markets, so it's not only South Korean, because we're not South Korean hotel only. We're really international brand and international hotel. That's why we have to bring the people here to try to experience the brand from domestic markets is very important. For example, when you see that the first 8 months of 2000 this year, the first 8 months have 81 million tourists, domestic tourists in Vietnam.
Yeah. Right.
When we talk about 8 million, pretty much around 7-8 million on the first international. Yep. So the domestic is still strong in Vietnam. We have also the Taiwanese market is very important. Hong Kong market is important. You have Thailand that is really strong now in Da Nang. So the thing is, we really need to work closely. We need to work hard with a travel agent, you know, all those people to bring them experience the hotel. And now we see that when they come and really experience the hotel and the Chilla brand, We have a lot of requests for collaboration and some partnership with those regional markets. But now really happy to see that we start to be really known internationally and by the other markets. So we will see a reduce of South Korean guests here.
Yeah, as a percentage.
Yes.
You know, you mentioned Shilla. Everyone in Korea knows the brand. It reminds me of this analogy I used to offer where, let's say in Ethiopia, as an example.
Yes.
The airline has only bought Boeing airplanes historically. So actually, the local people, they don't call it airplane, they call it Boeing. So in the same way that people would say the Shilla instead of saying hotel,
right,
perhaps, that, yes, that is the essence of a brand. If a brand can really replace the word and say it with the name instead, it's like Google,
yeah, right,
instead
right,
of searching. Right?
Yeah, right, right.
I think that's a very powerful statement about a brand's power and intent and being a household name. So I think in Vietnam, I can't say there's any hotel right now that I could say the name rather than the just saying hotel, right? Not yet, unless it's a very, very specific hotel.
Metropole?
That's true. And so, yeah, Hanoi, that's true, that's true. And there's a few in Saigon as well, but none that are like chains. Let's see. It'll be interesting to see how that comes about. How do you cater to the diverse demographic? You mentioned Taiwanese, Hong Kong, Australian, Vietnamese guests. Of course, the Shilla brand knows Korea super well. And, you know, I'm here and I can sense why the Korean guests love staying here. How do you make those adjustments over time as a brand to appeal to the to that base going forward, or even for Vietnamese, for instance?
Yes, right, definitely, yeah. But I would say, as I always say, that if you have the right product, you have the right service, you have the right product, no matter which nationality, you know, it touch everybody. Then obviously you have some, one part is kind of important, is you need to really monitor this demographic change to reflect it in your F&B, for example. The breakfast will be different. I was right before in a hotel that we've seen an increase in Indian, for example.
Okay.
Obviously, you need to have an Indian cuisine touch in your breakfast. You need to have, so we need to monitor to, especially I would say the F&B. To be honest, the rest, it goes, if you have the right product, you keep, giving a good service. Everybody's looking for an experience,
About Indian tourists, actually.
Yes.
I was asking our mutual friend, the restaurateur, the other day, and he was saying he's getting a lot of Indian tourists now going to his restaurant. And I asked him, have there been Indian restaurants opening? And he said, too many. There's so many opening right now to take care of that market, obviously. And I think hotels have struggled with that because most international hotels don't think of offering Indian food. Like if I were to go to a restaurant, let's say in China, of course, they'll have Chinese food. They'll have international food because of Western. But usually they might have like an offering like Thai, for instance, a very global cuisine. But now Indian food is becoming like a really global cuisine because a lot of people know it and a lot of Indian travelers. So it'll be interesting to see how the industry responds to that, especially here.
Yes, we don't have much Indian, but obviously something that we monitor. But it's true when you look in Da Nang, or I was in Phu Quoc before. And it's funny your question, because that's pretty, it's a few cuisine, I would say, that is like Japanese. It's a very special one. In a way that, when you're talking about international cuisine, a chef from, France or American or South Korean can make the food. Indian is a special cuisine, and it's a special skills. Hotels start to have like Indian chef, but it's true that you really need to be sure of the consistency of receiving this market in your hotel. Because obviously, like we're talking about business today, the cost of having an Indian chef, is an expat, is an Indian chef coming, all these things, you have to take in consideration. And I know, for instance, some hotel at the beginning, what they were doing, they were actually working with Indian restaurant to cater some food at the beginning. Because obviously, again, Indian is a really new market that we can see an increase the last few years, especially last year. And you want to be sure that, again, you have a consistency to be able to have, like, to offer definitely and have a chef offering Indian food. Or it can be for any other market as
Very
well.
Very good. Well, guys, Korean brands, we, at a global level, know Korea very well now. We don't think about perhaps the food as much, but you look at like K-pop,
Yes.
You look at movies, you look at activities like Squid Game and Parasite. You know, they've really made a Korean brand into a global brand. Mm-hmm. And I think what you said about that's where content or a brand can really get to the next level. It has to be built in one country usually to start, but if it can really become a global brand, that really transcends boundaries, right? Yes. And becomes another evolution. So it'll be very interesting, of course, to see Shilla's goal in hitting that. At least at the Korean level, there's been many successful stories. So I'm very excited to see how Shilla takes its next chapter. I'd love to hear about your community involvement, though, with Da Nang and the area. How do you guys think about that social responsibility, involving the community, getting people to come here locally? It's not just a place where visitors can come to.
Definitely is something you have in your mind in everything you do. Mm. We're part of it in anything we do, actually. Obviously, you know, we're doing some collaboration with the schools in our area. Mm. We are doing some event with them. We are, you know, what is also important, we try to prioritize people in our area when we do the recruitment. Mm. We have a big impact in our community. Being an hotel, you know, you see this property is a beautiful one, it's a big one in this area, has an impact in everything we do. First of all, we're really careful of our waste, for example, you know, what we do, anything about the environment, because it has an impact on the community. When we recruit, as I was mentioning, it has an impact on the community. When you have income coming into the community, if the community is doing well, our business will do well. Mm-hmm. We're all connected together. So again, it's a mindset. It's not only, a point of communication. A lot of people communicate about the CSR and things. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it's good to communicate because we need to tell people what we do. We can, you know, it's important. But again, as I say to the team here, to my team, is something we always have to keep in mind. Mm. When we do something, it's really about the community all the time.
Could you share a memorable story or an instance, perhaps one that has happened in the past or in the future at Shilla, that you'd like to share to our audience that kind of captures what the brand is to you and your team?
I would say, I just arrived 2 months ago, but I could see a lot of things as well. I would say, I think overall, we receive a lot of good feedback.
Yeah.
Really a lot of good feedback. One thing that come a lot, and I would say, is what we are strong here for is really to create an emotional connection. Mm. You know, the associate here, when they do something, they're doing generally, they remember everything from you. When you see them, all those things, you know, create a connection with the customer.
Yep.
That's exactly what we want. Mm. When people come, it's not only a bed to sleep, a room to sleep. They want to live with memories.
Yep.
And the only way to have those memories is really to create this emotional connection. Mm. I mean, we could see that it's through every single associate, you know, they're creating this this connection. And you can see it when people extending the stay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's also a good sign. And when we see an increase, I was talking earlier about that, is when we see an increase in percentage of the repeater, so people who are coming back, when you see an increase in this ratio, you say like, we're doing it in the right direction, this is good things, you know?
Yeah. So we're nearing the end of our podcast, Kareem. I'd like for you to conclude with two questions. Mm-hmm. First one is, if you had to give three very quick fire reasons why to come to Shilla, what would they be?
First of all, unique experience.
Okay.
I mean, I know everybody say that, but I truly believe in you experience that. Something unique. The calm, you know, really the calm and serenity you will find here. The cultural, I mean, you come to experience a different culture as well. We're talking about South Korean, Vietnam.
Yep.
New product, design, you know.
That's four.
You said three?
Okay. You said three, but it's okay.
Sorry, I thought you said five.
The third one, actually, I really like the whole connection between the Korean brand that's thinking globally with Vietnam. I felt that when I came in. And I think for those of you that have never been to Korea but want to get a taste of it, that's not just a restaurant, I highly encourage checking out Shilla. It is, you get that sense right away.
Yeah.
And I think that also is in the people as well, not just the style and the architecture and design. I really do believe that. So that's four, but I'll let you say the fifth if you'd like to share, Kareem. Aside from meeting you, I see you going around.
No, I would say surprised. So. I mean, I would say the last one, so you'll be surprised. Mm. We have an amazing chef here. Yes. He used to work at the Sheila Sehul, who has like a Lyon restaurant example with two-star Michelin. They have a fine dining. They brought here, like, they really brought those savoir-faire, you know, of South Korean. Okay. And I was really amazed by the diversity of the South Korean food that I didn't know. I was really focusing on the South Korean barbecue, which is completely different. It's refined. I was really surprised. And actually, when I was talking with the people here from, you know, Vietnam, from Australia, from France, they told me exactly the same. They were amazed by the flavor, and they were amazed and surprised by the South Korean food.
Okay.
So just an example when I say surprise.
Yeah, I was looking in the, I see a lot of the customers actually in the lobby, in the cafe too. They're eating like this very South Korean local favorite. It's like an ice cream or like an ice.
Mango bingsu. Yeah,
bingsu.
Right. Yes. Right.
Yeah. It's, could you explain what that is exactly? I've seen it so many times, I've never tried it, but I think I will.
You can find it everywhere now. It's very popular. Okay. But it's a coconut ice cream with shaved ice.
Okay.
With a mango. You have a piece of mango.
Okay.
And you have like the condensed milk on the side and some beans as well.
Okay.
And you mix all of that together.
That's a perfect example of Vietnam, South Korea, because it's South Korean food, but it's everything Vietnamese.
Right.
So awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Well, hopefully that's just a few reasons for you guys to check out Sheila. There's many more. Go check it out yourselves. Last question. As you might know, our show has a lot of young people who are interested in business and building their careers, and they're listening to today's podcast. Mm-hmm. What kind of advice can you offer? I know you shared some at the beginning already, but to kind of close things up, to a lot of the young people who are considering careers in hospitality, or perhaps we're even the ones that have left and are thinking to come back. Maybe they're regretting it now. They need some inspiration from you, Kareem.
I would say, first of all, I mean, it's a kind of industry that you do it if you're really passionate about it, if you really want to do it. Mm-hmm. So when I go to school and talk with the students sometimes, I always say that to them. Like, if you really don't feel it from the beginning, stop it. It's a really an industry of patience. Mm-hmm. I would say just, you know, go to school, learn, you know, learn from your company training, and don't be stuck in your specialties. An hotel have a different things, you know, you have from F&B, you have from rooms, you have from security, you have from engineering, you have many things. Really view, don't be stuck in your specialty. Try to view all in the hotel, which is going to bring you a lot of experience and bring you a higher level.
Okay.
Don't be stuck in your specialties.
Very good. I'm sure Kareem's done everything in a hotel. He's a general manager now, over 20 years, although he looks like he's 10 years younger than he is probably. Thank you so much, Kareem, for sharing great insights. And again, guys, today's podcast, remember, Sheila is a Korean brand, but it's one that's going global. And it'll be a very interesting case study to see in hospitality, how Sheila manages to do it. And take a look for yourself. Sheila Monogram Da Nang Hotel, open now here in Da Nang, in this beautiful setting. You can see it yourselves. And if you're interested in seeing more of Vietcetera's perspective on this hotel, check out the other video in our description and at the end of this video. It's called Vietcetera Spaces, where we do a bit of shots and editorial video theme about the architecture and design of this beautiful hotel. So check out that video as well. Thank you so much, guys. And we'll see you next week for another episode of Vietnam Innovators. Thank you so much, Kareem.
Thank you, Hal.
See you guys next time. You can also check out the video version of this podcast on our other platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. New episodes are out every week, so don't forget to subscribe to Vietcetera's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel for more interesting content.